Hello and welcome to Paint Radio. I'm your host, Kevin Hoffman, the editor of APC Magazine. And my guest today is Jess Mino. She's the CEO of Idillo, which is a company that builds AI native software for painting companies. And she's here today to talk about AI and how it can help the workflow of painting contracting businesses and just practical ways that you can actually use this technology right now rather than all that pie in the sky stuff that we read about in science fiction. So Jess, thank you so much for being on the program.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
I think the last time we spoke was December when you did a feature on AI. I think it was called How to AI for the December issue of APC Magazine. Tell us a little bit about that feature and any response that you've gotten to it.
Yeah, you know, I think that feature was introducing the concept of like what AI is and why it matters to the painting industry. All in all, I think that article and some of the work that we did in the past fall at the PCA, we ran a couple of sessions there at the RESI and residential and women in painting conferences. And overall, I think people have been excited. I think there's still lots of questions out there about like what AI is and how to actually make it work practically. And so I think that's what we're hoping to dive into both on this session and then which we'll get to the boot camps that we're going to be running at Expo this year.
Absolutely. I'm excited about those boot camps, but let's start at the big beginning. We've all read about AI. AI seems to be everything and anything. How would you just describe AI to a layperson?
Yeah. So I think like the highest level kind of thing to keep in mind, I'm a business owner. I think most of the audience that's listening to this are, business owners are running a business or managing one. AI, like technology, is a tool. It is leverage. It is a way to do more with less if you're using it the right way. So I would think like first principles, like that is what AI can be to your business. AI, just like recap, there's been tons of buzz around it. So, I've mentioned this before in the article, for example, but, when we're talking about AI in this context, we're talking about generative AI, which is sort of a new era of AI, right? So AI has been around for a while. It's a lot of tools that you and I use every day. But what's changed in the past couple of years is we have this new category of AI that is unique because it's general purpose. You can deploy it kind of fairly efficiently for lots of different things. And it can also create stuff. Right. Previously, it was a little bit more just linear. Now you can use it to create an article or to synthesize, data, et cetera. So when we're talking about AI today, we're talking about that type of AI. What people probably heard a lot about are large language models, right? So Claude, OpenAI, and ChatGPT, et cetera. So we're particularly kind of focused on how do you deploy those, right? There's these new platforms out there that we didn't have before. Claude, ChatGPT, Gemini, how do you actually harness those and put them to work for you? I guess the last thing I'll say, like why it's important for painting. One, it's, as I mentioned before, it's leverage. If you put them to work the right way, it allows you to do a lot more or a lot less. Obviously it doesn't solve every problem in your business, but like inserted strategically the same way you would any software, right? You can get your business farther with the same amount of resources. And then, separately, it's also changing customer behavior. So it's important to understand those shifts in order to make sure your business is on the front edge of that.
Yeah, that's a great overview. I think a lot of people probably have that surface level understanding. Like they've probably created some pictures and put it on Facebook, them in an action figure costume or something. I saw people doing that for a while. And I'm sure also, it's an easy tool that people can use for writing an email. Mm-hmm. But I'm really interested in the ways that it can help the workflow and actually accelerate the functions of the business. So just to start out, maybe you could talk a little bit about some of the ways in which AI can automate aspects of the company that are already being done.
Yeah, sure. So first, a couple of things that AI has gotten a lot better at over the past months. One, I think probably is actually integrations and tooling. So it's getting a lot better at like working with tools that you already use today. So actually one important kind of thing to keep in mind is that how AI can help you actually get more out of tools that you already have. So get more out of the software you already have. Probably the biggest actually unlock for me in how I've used AI is actually to stop thinking about AI as a thing you chat with, right? A bot that you chat with, but actually thinking about it as a smart like employee that you can delegate to. And obviously they're not exactly like your human employees, but they actually can behave more like that if you think about them that way. So what that means, if you open up Claude today and you start talking to it, Claude is just going to talk to you with the kind of knowledge of the internet and start doing things for you. Now, it's not going to be perfect at those. The same way if you were to hire an employee tomorrow, right? And you just started saying, talking to them about your business or something like that, they may not have all the context. They may not have the skills. They may not have the tools. So actually you need to think about how you take these platforms and set them up the same way you might onboard a new employee. And so if you onboard a new employee, what are you going to do? You're going to give them some context about your business. Welcome to my company. Here's how we work. Here's how we're different from our competitors. You're going to set them up with the tools they need to interact with your team, right? You're going to say, hey, we use Gmail to like set to, like email our, you know, customers. You may not want to do that on day one, but like that'd be the type of thing. Or like, hey, we use Slack to communicate with each other. And hey, we use Google Drive to store documents. So you're going to give them access to the tools you need to interact with your team. You want to give access, like as you get comfortable working together. So the same thing, if you hire an employee day one, you're probably not going to give them access to your like email, for example. You would take some time for that. You may not never do that. Or you may not want to give it access to like QuickBooks, right, where your accounting is on day one. But over time, as you get comfortable with how you use that tool, how you work together, maybe you give them more access. The other thing you do is you give it feedback to perform. If it's doing something and not doing it well, instead of just like taking it and doing it yourself, you would start giving feedback, telling the system how to like change how it's doing it so it's better the next time, such that you have a system that's constantly improving. And the last thing you do is you probably equip it with some skills, right? There's probably some things you do in your business that are different from how work gets done elsewhere and are specific to your company. You're going to want to teach it that. So like when you start thinking about AI that way and you build a system that allows you to really like onboard and give AI the context that it needs to operate in your company and then operate with your company, that is where you can go for like a transformational step from it just being a thing that has internet information and can sort of talk to you to a thing that can really plug in. So now like if you do that, and I will say our like the goal of our boot camp is actually really to teach you how to do that, to help you get set up. So the idea is you'd be able to walk away with an understanding of like how to use a platform like Claude this way, set up with the integrations that allow you to do that, understanding what skills are, how to equip your AI with skills, and then set up with like 1 to 2 workflows that you can take forward, and then like the knowledge of how to build more. And you know, workflows, coming back to that, like how somebody wants to use AI, this can be specific to their business, really. But like the types of things you might do is like, you know, you might want to, you know, pull a bunch of your QuickBooks data and say, hey, I hate spreadsheets. Give me a visualization of how my company's doing and tell me how it compares to others in my market. You might, you know, on the other hand, want to get set up such that you can push up, you can talk to Claude in Slack because you use Slack and have it update tasks in Asana for you because you think that's a faster way to do it. It could be about building an SOP, like a standard operating procedures database, right? Where when you get off a team meeting, if you talked about a standard operating procedure, you take your notes and you turn it into a standard operating procedure that you go then file somewhere. So there's like a bunch of different things that you can do. I'll pause there, but like that's kind of the essence of like how we think about like, you know, where AI goes from just like this thing that you can talk to a thing that you can really like, you know, deploy in your business.
Yeah, I mean, so one of the things that you're kind of starting to nod at, I guess, would be agentic AI. And that's one of the biggest, I think, developments since we spoke in December is the rise of normal people being able to create bots that basically function as employees. In fact, I've got a friend and her marketing team is four bots, four different bots that are programmed. One goes on social, one goes and looks at customer comments. And that's her whole team. It's a four-person team, but none of them are human beings. As scary as that may be for me, as someone who could be replaced, maybe you could talk a little bit about the kind of agentic AI, how that's different from the basic generative AI that we may be familiar with. And how, I mean, it sounds like it's really complicated, but is it something that a person like me could learn?
Yeah, a couple of points. I'm glad you brought that up. First, I should start with this kind of first thing, which is about cutting to the heart of what is AI and how does it relate to jobs, right? And how does it relate to your team?
Today's podcast is brought to you by Behr Paint, delivering the performance pros trust at the lowest price per gallon guaranteed exclusively at the Home Depot. When you're putting your name on the job, quality matters. When you're running a business, price does too. With Behr, you don't have to choose. Pro Extra Rewards from the Home Depot allows you to save up to 20% on Behr paint. No gimmicks or misleading paint deals, just real value pros can build a business on, only at the Home Depot. Go to behr.com/pro to connect with a dedicated rep that will take care of your needs and help you save money on your next job.
AI used the right way, and I think the companies that use it the most successfully are going to be the ones that deploy it to amplify their team members. This is not about replacing team members. Ultimately, what AI can and should unlock in your business is a whole bunch of new productivity that actually equips your people to do more. And so rather than thinking of this as a zero sum, I add technology, therefore I need to take away a human, it's more of oh my gosh, my human team can now do so much more. Maybe I even want to hire another team member. So I would think of it as additive. And frankly, I think folks, painting is a superhuman industry, right? If you start thinking about extracting the humans that are ultimately building trust from your business, there's real compromises you're making there, right? We ultimately think that how do you actually take the real opportunities here is to take some of the manual stuff that is not differentiating you to your customers, that is not building trust. Take that work away and let the people on your team really focus on doing that super well. So that is kind of one high level. Agents, turning back to what AI is. Agents are a form of AI, right? A form of generative AI that is able to coordinate and take action on your behalf. So the difference between just chat that we got in the beginning, which was sort of you could ask a question, you get an answer back. Great, done. It was very linear, one-dimensional. Now what we're talking about is things where it can be go do this task for me that's going to require you along the way to make multiple different steps, take steps and make decisions. And so very simple, one from life is go book a restaurant reservation for me on Tuesday. Now, if you go do that, that AI needs to go to look at restaurants, decide which restaurants, pick top three, maybe ask you a question and then go book it. It's making decisions and coordinating the action for you. In the context of painting, it might be, hey, go turn take these notes from our recent meeting and set up tasks in whatever your task project management tool is, and then assign them to whoever you think is the best person based on the nature of the task, right? That requires an agent to go make those tasks and then look at those tasks, make a bit of a judgment based on information you've given it, and then you're done. This is a lot of what's cool, and a lot of what has gotten better in the past number of months is agentic capabilities are now more naturally built into Claude, for example. Before, if you had done this a year ago, you'd probably be thinking about another tool that was going to coordinate individual actions taken by Claude. Now Claude can sort of go do that on its own. So it's frankly accessible really to everybody, which is great. Still requires you to like set it up for success, giving it the context, the access to the tools and all that stuff to actually get that work done.
I know that every business and workflow is different, but how much does it generally cost to get up and running with these agents and workflows? What's that look like on a budget level?
Yeah, like, I mean, the paid tiers are like $20, $25, right? So it does not take very much to get started. I very much believe that like to get the value out of this, and it's not just me, but I think widely understood and pretty clear from like just the capabilities unlocks, is to be on a paid tier makes sense. There's tiers above that. So, all of them have a pro user, like $200 a month tier. I don't think you need that to get a lot of value out of it. So, we're talking $20-$25 a month, and there are team plans as well that allow you to coordinate across teams. So, I think both of those, you don't necessarily need those. Again, different teams, depends on how you're using it. Not bottom line, very accessible for the value you get out of it.
Now, I know that you've spent a lot of time talking to painting contractors. I've seen you at multiple events, PCA events. What have you seen in terms of like really cool, clever opportunities to use this technology in the painting industry specifically?
Yeah, I will say we're still pretty early in uptake based on what I've seen. And that's where I think there's the opportunity, particularly for people who jump in early. This technology is also changing really fast. So stuff that people I think were trying to do 6 months ago is now even more possible. Stuff that I see is really exciting. One is getting information in your brain into a database. So like even just building a standard operating procedure database, it sounds super boring and it's super, maybe not sexy, but the reality is what you are starting to do is build an organization that can exist outside of you and be available to your team when, you as the leader aren't necessarily there, can't be on site. And so that might feel like a very simple thing to start doing, but all of a sudden that unlocks the ability to start making that information available when and where it needs to go. I have also seen, and like I've experienced this, is to really lean into AI as a thought partner and co-builder of all different types of content. Almost thinking about like your AI as your executive assistant, right? Who really knows your business well, who knows you well. And like, you can just toss like, hey, I need to build this thing. And it can get it 80% of the way. Hey, I need to draft this. Like, I need to take this scope and turn it into a schedule of value so I can send it to our GC or something like that. Right. Like, you can do all that different stuff and have it running all at the same time. So maybe it's less about a single workflow, but more of a way of working with AI is sort of like that executive assistant. Is a very cool thing I've seen as well. The ones who are really, I think, going from really capitalizing on the ability to go from spoken word, because so much of the business happens in person, and then take the work out of translating that into digitized processes. So for example, like you have a meeting and you basically talk about the update on like where all the tasks are, where all the jobs are, right? If you have a project manager somewhere, like oftentimes somebody's taking notes and they're going to go sit behind their desktop and then go like check all those things off, right? Versus you could just dump that transcript and say, hey, can you update all the, all the tasks in our project management, like based on what we talked about, like that type of stuff. It saves so much time. And so much time that is just really not necessary for a person to be doing it, and frees up that person just to be thinking about engaged in the meeting in a different way and, focus on stuff that gives up energy.
So I think you're right that this is the right time for people to jump in, but I also sense, even among myself, that there's some, how do I get started? And so that's why I was so excited about this bootcamp that the PCA is going to be offering at Expo and that you're going to be leading. So could you just talk a little bit about what people can expect there? What exactly does the program look like?
Yeah. So we're going to be doing like a hands on, like laptops out, like get building. Calling a boot camp. It's not a lecture. It's not a talk. It is like we're going to be building together. The structure is really not quite a full day, but most of the day we're looking at like 5 or 6 hours. And it'll be 15 people per session. We'll be running two with slightly different levels. So like one is focused on people who are really just getting started. So that is like, you maybe have used chat before, but probably not very much more. Maybe you have never been on a paid description, but you're curious and you want to get started, but you're kind of only like just taking those first steps. That's the session for you. And then one's going to be geared at people who are a little bit farther along and just in their own experimentation. So probably on a paid plan, like you may have tried to build stuff before, you may already have integrations, you may be already using it in your business, but are looking to get to that next level of really thinking about how do I, you know, really make this a value add. So two levels, and yeah, the goal is ultimately to have everybody walk out of there, set up on a platform, set up with a basic like understanding of how to like make those platforms work for you, set up with some basic integrations such that like you have your system talking to the tools it needs to talk to, and then have some practice like standing up workflows. I know it's like a wonky term, but basically tasks, right? Or things that like jobs that an AI can do. And that could be, anything from, building a quick like dashboard that shows you how your business is doing based on QuickBooks data or something else. I will say the reason why we're shying away from saying like exactly what those workflows are going to be is that we want to hear from participants. We will shape the workshop based on the people who sign up, like what you're interested in getting out of it. And we've got some time between now and February to do that. But yeah, like very much like you will walk out of this having like really gotten to be hands-on building in these tools and set up to take it forward and be a champion of it in your business.
If someone's listening, how should they go about letting you know what they would like to build in the hopes that you'll take that on?
Yeah. So you can always like, we're obviously in close touch with the PCA. So for certainly, I believe signup's going to be coming out with sign up for the expo. You can certainly reach out to, I would say, Jessica, maybe, hopefully Jessica at the PCA, but then also feel free to reach out to us. I'm Jess at idilla.com. We're also happy to answer questions. But yeah, I mean, this is going to be main signup is through the PCA expo sign up, and I will say seats are limited, so sign up early for sure if you want to make sure you get on there. We are definitely very excited to hear what people want to get out of it, and excited to shape it to make it super valuable.
Awesome. And tell me a little bit about Idilla and where you're at, and if people are interested in it.
Thank you for asking. Yeah. So we've evolved it. We started some really cool partnerships at the beginning this year to get scheduling software in the industry. So I will take a step back and say what that means. One is around estimates and the other is around jobs. I will say at a high level, like what our company does is we harness AI to make software do things it couldn't do before. So there are a whole types of things that are like certainly currently like gaps in the painting kind of tech stack. And that's that weren't possible that are now possible. And that's what we're solving. So the thing that we're launching actually like imminently is a tool that allows you to book estimates, allowing customers to self-serve, but also run that internally more efficiently in a way that doesn't like have huge, terrible repercussions for your business, like sending your team, sending all over the place and wasting a bunch of money on gas, et cetera. So that's not problem number one we're solving. That tool is going to be in the market really in the next couple of weeks. And frankly, we are actively taking feedback on it. So if people are interested in learning more about that, please feel free to reach out. Next thing in our pipeline is going to be job scheduling. So we are looking at building a super dynamic job scheduling tool that makes it just takes that thing that we know tons of, that businesses are spending hours and hours and hours a week trying to configure. You know, one thing moves, you got to move 20 other things, making that more dynamic and responsive to changes in real time. So estimate, booking, and job scheduling. And then we have a whole bunch of other things we're excited to build next. Those are our first two products.
Wow. It's a very interesting time. We live in interesting times and it's changing rapidly. So Jess, yeah, thank you for coming on and helping to walk us through the latest developments.
Yeah. So happy to have the opportunity and great to, I get to do this again, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jess. And thank you to all of you for listening. If you'd like to hear more from Jess, we've got her article, How to AI, on our website, paintmag.com. And if you'd like to sign up to attend her workshop at Expo, visit pcapainted.org. We hope to see you next time on Paint Radio.